Thank you. I would like to say just a few words about my poster, and you can read later the details as you wish. I would like to talk about ecological coexistence in spatially and temporally heterogeneous environments.
Okay.
Is it all right now?
No.
Even? No?
It's off.
It's off?
It's red light. Blue, green, right? Green.
Sorry?
Is it all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So in the figure, a general way of species coexistence can be seen. We have a horizontal dimension, which means the dimension of environmental heterogeneity. And we have two distributions, which denote the environmental perception of two different species. It's the general picture. If we have a homogeneous environment, then the only dimension which could be heterogeneous is the dimension of resource qualities. Now the question is, how could we generalize this picture to spatially and temporally heterogeneous environments? So in the poster, after a short introduction about coexistence, in terms of perception of and environmental heterogeneity, I will show two examples. The first example is coexistence in a locally and asynchronously perturbed metapopulation where two species can coexist if they perceive their environment in different ways. The challenge in the interpretation of this case is that it is twofold. The first point is that there is both temporal and spatial heterogeneity and at the same time, but these dimensions are not independent of each other. So we can interpret it both as spatial and both as temporal segregation of the species. The other challenge is how to interpret the different perception of the two species. Whether we use absolute dimensions, absolute spatial dimensions, or local dimensions, I mean under this the spatial autocorrelations, and whether we use the normal spatial dimensions, or we have to think in frequency spaces, frequency spectrum. The other example, which I show in the poster, is a coexistence in a temporally, periodically changing environment. This case is also not trivial. There are many different interpretations in the literature. Here I will show a very basic interpretation in terms of environmental perception. When the coexistence of the two species is enabled by different distributions of their temporal metabolic activities. I mean, if they have different distributions of their metabolic rates, it means that they stretch or shrink some parts of the temporal axis. Well, so it is nothing about time travel, but it's a different perception of the environment than it would be with a homogeneous perception. Well, I don't think I said enough details for very sophisticated questions, but questions are very welcome at any time, so even later. Thank you very much.